Welcome to the Women and Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. Esther is a respected leader in the field of personal financial advice with over 25 years of experience. After going through her own significant and challenging life-changing events, she overcame fear and self-doubt to launch her own successful advisory firm. Now Esther is ready to share her practical and personal experiences to help other women clear their hurdles and brave life's transitions. In this way, she inspires women to lead fulfilling and confident lives.
Hello and welcome to Women and Wealth with Esther Szabo from Gates Pass Advisors. Hi Esther, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well, Eric, despite these really challenging times. How are things going out your way?
What challenging times? Everything's normal here. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're usually in your basement doing these recordings.
This is true. I've been self-quarantining for 8 years. So I'm known for social distancing, or maybe I'm unknown for, anyway, either way.
That's right. You're unknown. You're very anonymous.
That's right. That's how I like to be, Esther, really. In these trying times, be
very
anonymous.
Trying times.
Yeah. How's everybody out there?
Well, we're good. Our team is all working from home. We also have a remote team that works from home as well. So we're all over the country. And it's really interesting as we get together, we do a weekly meeting with each other and what's happening in your state. We're in four different states. Mm-hmm. So we talk about what the rules in your state, but all of us are kind of dealing with the same thing, you know, sheltering in place, how to stay healthy and well. Some, like Eric, has my employee, Eric, or Gates Pass employee, has a 2-year-old son that mm-hmm. they're navigating, caring for him as well as doing their work. And others have older children at home. And it's just interesting. We're all supporting one another.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I love the topic of today's podcast, which is 3 tips to navigate challenging times. I think it's obviously timely. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, good. In our last podcast, we talked about decision making, and this is really a continuation of mm-hmm. looking at obtaining support for oneself during these difficult times. It's so easy to just rush towards, I have to do this or that, and that's really cart before the horse.
Yeah.
This time of coronavirus, it's unique, isn't it?
Yes.
We've never dealt with anything. My mom is 95, almost 96. I've asked her, have you ever seen anything like this? And she said no, and she was a teenager during World War II. This is very different. We're dealing with uncertainty, economic challenges, and this shelter in place. I mean, that's any one of those would be a lot, and we're dealing with all 3. And I just want to take the time of this podcast to put some of this in context so we don't get overwhelmed by the uncertainty and the mm-hmm. challenges. We talked in the last podcast about the 4 stages of transition. And this stage that we're in is known as ending. It's the second of the 4 stages of transition. And it's where there's no going back to how life was before. Do you remember just, you know, 4 or 5 short weeks ago, we're recording this in early April. So go back to the days of late February when we heard about this illness, but it was sort of something out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It wasn't something that we were all dealing with nationally and hearing about primarily on the news every single day. So something has really changed, obviously, and we're not likely to go back exactly to how things were just a few short weeks ago. And mm-hmm. the task here is really to manage this change. And what I mean by that is consider its effect. This is what normally people do in the stage of ending. This is what probably you have been doing, the listeners have been doing. Consider what's going on, its effect on our families, our finances, our relationships, and our own health. Mm-hmm. And there's common feelings here. One can actually feel invincible. Now, we've seen those photos in the news stories about the younger people out on the beaches in Florida, like, hey, bring it on. I'm not going to get it. And if I do, I'm going to make it through and I'm, you know, invincible. Mm-hmm. And then we can see the other side, which is often more common, where people feel hopeless. They can feel like, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
In between, there's a whole range of feelings, irritation at being told when we can go out, what we can do, frustration, loneliness, boredom, and even grief at the loss of our routines. I have heard all of this as we connect with our clients during this time. Mm. And we're still absorbing the shock of this change. I was on a meeting with a colleague this morning, and she said, you know, right now I'm feeling just kind of like everything has slowed down for me. Like it's really hard to pull up the energy that I had last week.
Yeah.
And I think that is still part of absorbing just all of this that's happened. It's kind of like in March, we were told here in California to start sheltering in place on Tuesday, March 17th. And so we started out March with a lot of volatility and drops in the market starting March 6th, early March. And so we were navigating that already. And then we get the shelter in place and the markets continue to drop. And so it's almost like we've been on high alert. When I recorded that COVID announcement a few weeks ago, that's on the website, 10 minute, I talked about how my husband had shared with me, gosh, I'm concerned about you. You're going, you know, you're working a lot of hours. And I think we all were, just to help navigate, you know, all the things that were different changes being available for my team, leading us, saying this is how we're going to connect. Of course, reaching out to the clients, thinking of all the ways to reach out. And now that initial stage of sort of shock is subsiding. And now we're adjusting, but still absorbing kind of this whole change.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with all of this can be exhausting. It's so common. We can wish we could control it. You know, we might do it by hoarding toilet paper. Oh my goodness. There was so much discussion about toilet paper.
Yeah.
I was on a networking call yesterday. We switched all our meetings, of course, to Zoom. And so many people checked in about, and it was kind of a joke thing. If you'd like to check in about toilet paper. So you had 40 people sharing something about toilet paper. I chose not to, because what new was there to say?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a way that we go to, gosh, I can control this. I can buy all the canned goods, all the toilet paper, and just do something. Or we might be tempted to change our asset allocation, move to cash, you know, get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just like you to take a moment, those who are listening, and consider, do you relate to any of this? Does any of this sound like feelings that you're having, or ways that you might be dealing with this?
Good question.
And the good news is that this is normal. All of this is normal. COVID-19, not normal. But the ways that we as human beings respond to it, and within the context of the stages of transition, it's very understandable. But making financial decisions impulsively during this time of challenge is frequently done, but it is, in my 25 years of experience, it's one of the main things that hurts people down the road. They look back a year later, 2 years later, and go, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. But in the moment, it feels like the right thing. So I really want to actually, and to say further, it feels like the wrong thing to not, quote unquote, do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about the ways and things that we can do, three ways to address this. I'm going to touch on financial, physical, and routines.
Okay.
So in the stage of ending, it's really important time to assess resources, to do it objectively. That is both financial. So we've been talking a lot with clients, going back and reminding them, these are your financial reserves that are short-term or midterm in nature. They have nothing to do with needing to rely on the stock market to pay your bills, meet your obligations, and have a reserve. It's really important to have that assessment, to consider the recent legislation of the CARES Act, where it upped unemployment benefits, it provides benefits for small business owners, and to look at that. Now, at this time, the bankers that I know are still saying, and the unemployment, everything is kind of overwhelmed with this. But to consider, can I take advantage mm-hmm. of any of this new legislation? And also, what expenses can I defer? This is the other thing we're hearing from clients as well. As we go through expenses, well, nope, travel is down, not going to do that big trip likely this year. And people are reporting, gosh, my credit card is so low. And of course, this is what's causing, and it's fine. I mean, that's what we need to do right now. But this is a direct line to what's why the stocks sell off, because people aren't buying. We have a consumer-driven capitalist economy that is 70% based on consumer spending. So it makes sense that stocks would sell off because of the impact of the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
So to look at those resources and then personal resources, to consider who is on your team for personal support.
Esther, what do you mean by personal support?
Well, a good example is I go back to when my husband, David, died, and I had to, it was really helpful to say, okay, who is it that I want on my team? After my mom and sister, who stayed with me initially for like the first week, but they had to get back to their lives. Who else is on the team? And I thought of three key people who are in my life that I invited them over while my mom and sister were still there. And I said, I need you on my team right now. I need to be sure that I can check in with you. And they each, I actually each gave them different roles. So it's that kind of thing. Who are the people? And these specifically were people I felt very safe with, who knew me really well, who I could cry in front of if I needed to. I could be vulnerable with.
Yeah.
That's the key word. Who can I be vulnerable with during this time? And then who, as part of that, who or what is there for perspective right now? That may be those key people for support. It's one of the ways that we provide perspective on the current market and what's going on. We're reviewing this with clients, not just current market, but let's, again, as I said in the last podcast, let's look at what you actually own. Do you think Home Depot and Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, et cetera, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, are they all going out, the communications companies that we're all relying on right now, are they all going to go bankrupt because of this? And they think about it and go, no, of course not. So that's perspective on the news. And be careful of the news. I like to recommend that people select two sources or resources for news. For example, it might be the Wall Street Journal and one TV broadcast, or one particular pundit that they like. Just two, because it's really important to just allot a certain period of time, maybe it's 20 minutes a day. People are really liking the news broadcasts that Governor Cuomo is doing out of New York. A lot of people, regardless of party affiliation, are appreciating hearing his approach. What are they doing? What's happening? What needs to go on? Maybe it's the White House press conferences that they're doing every day. Just listen to one or two things is my recommendation, and then take breaks from the news and especially social media, because social media and the news are can both really stir up those emotions that we talked about earlier. It may be a feeling of hopelessness. It may be a feeling of irritation or frustration. So just be sensitive to that, get the information that you need, and then take really conscious breaks. And make a list of who these resources and what these resources are for you. Make a conscious list.
Why do you say that?
Because otherwise we're continuing to be in our mind. You know, as the brain has just so much capacity to process, and we can get into cycles of just thinking about things, and then it gives us something actual, conscious, tangible to do and to look at. These are the people.
Yeah.
How am I going to reach out? These are my resources. I have X amount of savings. They are in these particular places. It makes it more grounded and real.
Yeah.
Than just thinking about it.
Exactly. And I wanted your opinion on that, because first thing I thought when you said that was that also helps hold you accountable, right? If I'm making that list, it's going to help hold me accountable to only, you know, those two stations. And this is why I did it, right? I wrote this list because I really did want to stick to this. I need to hold myself accountable to that, or making sure that I'm checking in with those people that I've chosen as part of my support team. I think that anytime you can make that list and keep it somewhere where you can see it, you know, on a daily basis, that helps you to stay on track with whatever that is. And that's what you do that with goals all the time. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah. And I think also having it perhaps in a notebook that you like, because more ideas will come, mm-hmm. more thoughts will come. Oh yeah, there's this person or that person added. I find this, I do this as part of my regular work, but even more now when there's just so many different things that we're attending to, I keep my book with me and go, oh yeah, I want to take care of that. Or when there's this meeting, I want to address that. It's just really good as a gathering place for your thoughts and ideas. And it will really help with when we get to the third point on maintaining a routine. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to skip and go right to that for right now.
Okay.
Because it's very important during these times when our routines are disrupted. That is what happens during the stage of ending. Our normal routines are different, whether that be where you used to commuting, where you used to going to lunch in a particular place every day, where you used to seeing your grandkids and taking care of them. So many different things have changed. And so it's important to wake up or go to sleep the night before and think about, what do I want to accomplish today? Consider what is important. I have my husband, as I've talked about, is a general contractor who is respecting the shelter in place and is not going out to homes right now, except for essential services, which some things have come up. But I have a honey-do list for him, and he appreciates it. I've said to him, these are my ideas, but I'm not going to be a nag about it. Mm-hmm. But a couple things that came up this week is, I really hate sitting down for work every day. In the office, I have adjustable stand-up desks. I have a couple monitors. It's so much more comfortable. And when I sat down to work Monday, I thought, I can't do this for another week. I cannot sit here. I don't have a home office. I pay good money for an office space. Mm-hmm. And so I don't even have a desk at home. And so I went to him and said, I need you to set me up with a desk. And boom, you know, he did it right away. And so this is one of the things that is a test right now. For those of us who like to think of ourselves as independent minded and problem solvers on our own, which I have a deep groove that way. It's so important to think, as part of that list of resources, who do I need to ask help from right now?
Yeah.
And he came in and he pulled in a fold-out 4-foot table from Home Depot that we have. Put that. How's that? And I said, it's too short. He pulls it all the way to the top. How's that? Too short. He went out and got 2 toolboxes, and they're under the legs of that table. Perfect.
So, there you go.
Gave him something to do. I have these other things anyway. I won't go into more unless people are fascinated with this, but this is part of the list that I think of. Oh, he could do that. Oh, he could do that. This. And he said, you know what? I could knock all this out in one day, but it's really helpful to have. He said to me this morning, where's that honey-do list? And he went down and he goes, that's what I'm going to do today.
Nice. When you said that, I know that we've talked about his skills before. I was expecting him to build a desk from scratch.
It's interesting that you say that, because he needs a desk. And that was one of my suggestions. I don't want a full-time desk. I just don't want it.
Got it.
But he needs a full-time desk. I said, you could do that. And he's like, that's an interesting idea. I said, you could build a Murphy bed. We could use another Murphy
bed.
There
you go. Okay. Everybody can use a Murphy bed. Come on. Yeah.
So, and then some things that people are talking, clients are talking about doing, is just cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in this room that I am using for an office, I'm like, this could really use with some dusting. So that's what I did on Saturday. I cleaned it thoroughly, felt really good. Other people are reporting they're doing a lot of purging right now of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's really good to do is think about, what is there anything one can do for somebody else?
Yes. Yep.
One of the women that my mentor reached out to me, and she goes, you know, I'm certainly staying in touch with my main support people. You are one, but I'm thinking of other people that I've seen that I could reach out to. It's great. Reach out, send a card, send a gift from Amazon. Let somebody know that you are thinking of them, because it can really help address the feeling of loneliness, both in ourselves and of other people.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I spoke with my small group with just the other day, because we're trying to figure out how can we help others in our neighborhoods and so on and so forth, especially with a shelter in place in certain states. And, you know, giving them something, you may not want to do that just because of personal contact and so on and so forth. But if you have elderly neighbors, if you just reach out by phone and ask them if they need anything, or if you want to give them something, you brought up Amazon. One of the things I brought up is that you may have some elderly neighbors that if you give them an Amazon gift card, they won't know how to use it. So being able to have a phone conversation and saying, I want to give you a $50 Amazon gift card, and I don't know if you're on Amazon or not, but I am. And what I can do is I can order whatever you like and just have that conversation. And how much fun would that be to just kind of virtually shop with that person and make sure that you're helping fulfill a need that they have? Because if you're a charitable person and you're itching to do something, sheltering in place is a tough place to be.
It is really hard. And thinking of people like the normal people that maybe come into our homes and clean them, or that we go to for hair care or any of that, sending them their normal money and figuring out, okay, we'll work this out when we all get back to normal again.
Yeah, absolutely.
But having a routine is really important, a focused, structured routine. And the last thing that can be very much a part of that is our physical self-care, because the brain, our brains just have so much capacity to process all of this. And the mental energy, it drains each day. It drains as we go through this. And if we haven't been in the habit of refilling it, the main ways to refill it is through sleep. So sleep, and we've heard about it also, sleep is critical, and it's also critical for fighting the virus. So that can be part of the routine, making sure, because it's easy to start staying up later, sleeping later. Or we've noticed too, we can go to sleep a bit later and get up at the same time. So we've been trying to be really careful about not staying up too late. We don't watch a lot of news, but we may, you know, there's the other, I recommend not staying up late watching the news or reading social media, or Netflix movies, all of those things. So have that physical self-care around sleep. For exercise, you know, gyms have free apps that you can have classes online, YouTube, other apps are available that have classes on stretching, walking, yoga, everything. And going outside, I mean, we're still going outside. We took a wonderful 5-mile hike on Saturday. There was nobody else out there, but we are starting to say maybe we'll start wearing masks when we're just going outside, even though what we understand is the droplets are, you know, the main thing you have to worry about with a mask. And there's, I'm not going to get into the whole discussion about masks. There's plenty of news out there, but that the droplets do fall. But we were like, what if it's windy? So we're still learning things too.
Yeah.
But we love being outside, observing nature here. It's full on spring. And so just seeing how nature is changing the environment, what plants there are, what birds there are, just being observant of what's around us. And I heard from a friend today, she's like, oh my gosh, I found this beautiful hillside when I was out walking. I had no idea it was in my neighborhood. Just the discovery that can go on.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and you brought this up last time, and I think it definitely is bears repeating, is to stop and be sure that we're breathing. Deep breaths, just even stopping and having 3 deep breaths takes like a minute. And it is really something that one can really notice about the change and the calmness.
Yeah.
So it's not all about, gosh, I've got to be in or out of the market. It's about having a plan in place, reviewing that plan, making sure all legs that it's standing on still make sense. When we built plans, and as we build plans, we assume that there will be volatility. And we understand how emotions and the brain can affect one's desire to make changes during short-term scary times. And we are here to be a resource, to be a support, and to be an objective third party. So if you're listening and you need to talk about your financial reserves and resources, if you have a financial advisor and they haven't reached out, feel free to reach out to us. If they have reached out, respond. Let them know that you would like to go over things. Mm-hmm. We have also, if you'd like to reach out to us, it's gatespassadvisors.com. There's a contact us button. We also have a regular newsletter that goes out twice each month that includes video content, brief videos about a minute long that are about, be careful of this trick that the brain may do on you right now, and this is how you can address that. It has written content and has links to the most recent podcasts. So we also have regular webinars. So there's a lot of resources and ways to hook in, and I really invite you to join us.
Esther, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today and all the resources that you are providing for each and every one of our listeners. I liken it to some things that I'm doing right now. I don't have a lot of time that's extra because I normally work from home, right? However, I am going to try to start taking some time and just blocking it off. And I'm a big believer in blocking time on your calendar to learn something new. One thing that I've been putting off for quite some time is the guitar. I really wanted to learn the guitar for the last two decades. And, you know, this seems like a good time, you know, to start to pick it up and maybe learn something. Or I've signed up and I'm not endorsing this because I haven't even really dove into it yet. But a lot of people have seen the master classes that have been advertised on YouTube and things. I signed up because I'm very interested. The one that really hooked me in was the Texas Pit Barbecue class. So when I can, you know, get some good barbecue and just get out there and cook again, then I'll be very, very happy to do that and learn some things. So for those that like to do problem solving, I think learning is a wonderful opportunity. And for those that just want to understand finances and understand the times we're living in a little bit better, you providing all those resources is great. So thanks again for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I look forward to Texas Pit Barbecue.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely. And to you, the listener, I want to thank you for listening to the Women in Wealth podcast with Esther Szabo. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Esther comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family. Again, thanks so much for listening today. For everyone at Gates Pass Advisors, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Women and Wealth podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you receive notifications of new podcasts as they become available. Check out the website at www.gatespassadvisors.com for more information. This content is developed from sources believed to be providing accurate information. The information in this material is not intended as tax or legal advice. Please consult legal or tax professionals for specific information regarding your individual situation. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security.